when you're closing it, you just
don't slam it. Just carry it easy.
Just push it or something.
Yeah.
Just.
Carry it easy.
I see. And when you say you carry something, when you're really carrying something heavy, like on the farm or something, you're carrying a big sack of potatoes or something. What do you call it to carry something really heavy?
Heavy load.
What do you say, like, I lugged it or I carried it or something?
Oh, it's heavy. Take a sack of fertilizer and stuff that way, it's heavy. Uh-huh. You can't hardly pick it up. You call that heavy.
And do you say, well, I toted it or what?
You say you can't pick it up. It's heavy load.
See, could you say, well, I towed it, I was able to tote it? Or would you say I was able to lug it or something?
Well, drag it if you can't tote it.
I see. And when you're talking to a child and they're trying to get their fingers in the fire or something, or touching the stove or something real dangerous, you can turn around to them and what do you say to them to make them stop doing that?
Tell them stop it.
Do you say don't touch it? What do you
say? Yeah, don't touch it.
I see.
Dangerous.
I see. And when you send it, if you were sitting at the fire one night and your son was there and you sent him to get you something, and you'd say, go get me, or, you know, you're peeling apples or something, you said, well, what would you do? Send him in to get a knife, and you'd say, what would you say? Would you say, go fetch me a knife?
You better let her answer these questions. Don't get tangled up.
No, it's fine. I just wanted. Would you say go fetch me a knife or something like that?
Yeah.
You said you haven't been fishing much. You don't go fishing much, do you?
No, I don't go fishing. Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever caught a fish?
Oh yeah, now the boy I fished a little. A little creek right down there.
I see.
I plow down there on the creek and everything, but I never do fish. I ain't got time.
Well, what would you say if you got a fish?
You see, you caught a fish.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back when we was kids, we'd go down there and fish.
I see.
But after I got big enough to work, we never had time.
Then. Yeah. Okay, if you're talking, you said, and somebody said, you go ahead, you say, no, I'll wait. And would you say you'd wait for you or something?
Yeah, that boy's on you.
I see. And you've been working, and you've messed up on a lot of stuff, and somebody said, well, you can't do that. And you said, yes, I can. Well, give me another, you know, try it, or give me another. Would you say when you've been playing a game or something, and you've lost all the times, you kept losing and losing, and somebody says, well, don't play anymore because you won't win. You say, oh, yes, I will, if you'll give me another.
Give you another handful?
Or chance, would you say, give you another try, or give me another?
Trial or something.
Chance? I see.
Well, if you was playing cards or something, other than lost play, you'd want another chance.
I see. And if you're talking, you said, if you're in a real good mood, what would you say? In a real good mood, what would you say? In the good, or if somebody's being real funny, and you say, "Well, they've got a real good sense of when somebody's really makes you laugh a lot," and you tell them that they've got a real good sense of
make a lot
sense of, if they've got a real good sense of humor. Has anybody ever really made you laugh a lot? Really tickled you?
You mean make a lot on the farm or something?
No, when you were just sitting around in the house and this person came up and they started talking to you and you really started laughing a lot, you know? Started laughing a whole bunch. And you said, wow, they've really got a real good sense of... Would you say that?